Sausch begins where it often does.
At 10:21.
While we were talking to Brian Balaga, Matt LaFleur was talking to the assembled reporters.
I thought you were going to say Tausch was in charge of the playlist in Platteville.
Yeah. And he's, are you standing right by the speaker, bro?
No. Why?
Because it's loud. I could have sung along with some of those golden oldies that they were playing.
Who's in charge of the playlist? Because I have a hard time thinking the current players are picking those songs.
It's a fair criticism.
I'll say this. I'm sitting dead center, and I'm walking around as – so, like, they just did some one-on-one, so I went down and watched that. Then they just did a little live scrimmage type session. Now they're taking a beat, grabbing a drink.
Where's Lois?
I am next to the DJ of who's providing the music, but I'm not next to the speakers. They're dead across the field. So it couldn't be – I mean, this is probably as quiet as I'm going to find a spot.
But when you were walking around, were you closer to the speakers?
No. So it's what's the name of this field? Ralph E. Davis Pioneer Stadium.
Ralphie!
So it looks to me like the speakers are over by Butch Lytle Field. That's what, at least what I'm thinking.
The Butch.
Now, whether – listen, man, have I scouted out where the speakers are? I have. I feel like they're far away. So I'm just trying to provide you a little more – entertainment as we sit here.
Well, we appreciate that. There's no two ways about it.
Is going to be fun, though. We're going live, unscripted,
live local late breaking.
We're at the unscripted portion of today's program, and that's the refs are stretching. Everybody, offense huddling up, defense huddling up. This is real football. It's going to be going on here in the next half hour or so. So I'll keep you updated if something big happens.
You'll be there for that. So, again, who's the DJ then? Is it DJ Shauna, former Badger basketball player?
Jazzy Jeff.
Is the Fresh Prince there too, and is he going to smack you like Chris Rock before Chris Rock goes and plays at the Hard Rock Casino?
So if he does smack me, I won't be able to catch him, but I'll tell you what, I get him in any kind of an armbar situation. Mm. I ain't scared of Will Smith.
Like you had with Bucky.
Yeah. No, I ain't afraid of Will Smith.
All right. Matt LaFleur said two interesting things during his time with reporters, according to Bill Huber and our buddy Rob Domofsky. We'll get to those coming up after I remind you that Associated Bank, we played a little Take It to the Bank earlier in the week. If you're going to take it to a bank, you better take it to Associated Bank. They've got the best customer service in the industry, and they've got the awards to prove it. And whether it's early pay so you have access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early, whether it's credit monitoring to make sure your credit is exactly where you need it to be to make a big purchase, or fraud protection because everyone knows that those sketchy characters are going after your information, they've got you covered. And of course, they've also got Badgers checking, Brewers checking, and Packers checking as the official bank of the Packers. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Here are the two things that Matt LaFleur said that were very interesting. You'll hear them next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
As it go, baby, go, go, go.
With Tausch at Badgers practice in advance of his Throwback Thursday at the Platteville Pizza Hut. I cannot wait to see pictures of what your throwback gear is.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to eat stuffed crust pizza.
Well, the question is...
We all have priorities.
The question is, Jesse, was there stuffed crust pizza in the 80s? And in the 70s?
It's on the throwback discounted price.
Medium
one-topping stuffed crust pizza.
No, I understand. But so here's what I was thinking we were doing. No cell phones allowed. There weren't no cell phones in the 70s and 80s. And for the most part, the 90s. Right? What else was in there? So everything is going to be rotary phone, right? rotary and or push-button phone. what else?
Tube TVs?
No, those big boy either projector screens or, yeah, like the ones that are built into the dressers. Yes. Oh, there goes that man again. There goes that man again.
There goes that man. Who's the man?
Dylan
Who's the
Jones.
Man?
Hey, he's looked fantastic. The 2 days I've been down here, he looks, he busted another one. Now, granted, how much pit-pat tackling we're doing, I don't know, but he just keeps he keeps showing up in a big way. So he's had a really good camp 10 days in, whatever, however many days we're in. Dylan Jones.
So wait a minute. We need to have pictures of this. Does this mean we have to send a photographer with a fedora hat and a little press card in it and with a film camera
Great question.
Get it developed at the photo mat?
So Pablo is down here collecting. There's an early session where you can take photos and do video. He was down here. He's here. He will be doing it. I'm assuming he got the memo. He can only take those old Polaroids that you got to shake it like a Polaroid picture. I'm guessing that's how he's doing it, but I didn't tell him how to do his job, at least not today.
Well, that's nice of you.
Thanks.
Two things that Matt LaFleur said at the presser this morning while we were talking to Brian Bulaga. One, Tausch, according to Bill Huber, we will do our best to get all four quarterbacks playing time on Saturday. So Jordan Love, Malik Willis, Sean Clifford, and Taylor Elgersma all slated to play against the Jets. That means Jordan Love's definitely only playing one series because otherwise it's going to be hard to get all four of them playing time, correct?
I would guess that you're going to be right, but I would bet if they go 3-and-out and don't look good, I bet he goes out for a second series.
And their offense has been up and down during the first 2 weeks and change of camp. The other thing, and this is from a tweet from Rob Domofsky. LaFleur said the NFL has given teams data that playing X amount of reps in the preseason, you're less likely to get injured within the first 4 or 5 weeks. Now, Rob adds that LaFleur did not have on hand exactly what X amount of reps is. So X marks the spot. The question is, how many snaps?
No. Who put the study together? The TV networks and the league that want players to play? Or the Players Association? That's like...
I don't have that detail.
That's like an ice cream shop putting out a thing that ice cream is super good for you and you should eat 100 gallons a day. Yeah, that all sounds great. I don't know if I buy it. You have to understand where the study is originating from.
You got it.
All right.
So are you saying you're not buying the data or you're just questioning?
No, I'm incredibly skeptical of the study. I don't necessarily disagree with it, but it's very fun that comes out right now when they're trying to figure out who's playing. The league wants guys to play at least a couple series to validate filling stadiums and selling tickets at certain pricing. And so, listen, man, teams are going to do what they're going to do. The league's going to do what they're going to do. And I'm guessing these studies aren't going to sway anybody on anything. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
Yeah, we had a little quack, quack. I could have pulled out my 12-gauge and pow, pow, on that throw. Should have been picked. Wasn't. Moving on.
Have you done a lot of duck hunting other than pow pow facing
the ducks?
Well,
I'll say this. 80s and 90s, you remember the old duck hunt game that was tied up with Mario Brothers? You'd bring out and you'd go quack, quack, pow, pow. Yeah, that's what that reminded me of.
Quack, quack, pow, pow. Yeah, sure. Quack, quack, pow, pow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you think that Matt LaFleur, who... has said about other data that he just goes with his gut, much like 565 Analytics. You think that this is influencing his decision to play his guys?
Not at all. Nope, not even a second.
Yeah, I don't either.
So you know what this reminds me of, though, a little bit?
Duck hunt?
This will give you cover. It's just like with fourth down and going for two.
Oh, yeah, this is a smart point you're about to make.
Why don't you finish it for me since you interrupted it?
The big interrupter.
Yeah. Go ahead,
no,
Chase.
No, I'm not going to finish it. No.
Nope. I don't even remember what I was going to say now.
Shut up. This, you do too.
This is the, analytics, it's kind of that crutch that you can lean on when things go south. So if somebody gets injured, we could say, well, we just got a memo from the NFL, and they said that this actually prevents injuries by playing. So nobody's going to care, right? Because the bottom line is, if a guy gets injured, you're going to be bummed and it's going to suck. But this gives you that fodder that I think can help you crutch along with anything that maybe negative comes from it. Just like if you go for it on 4th-and-2 or you go for it on a 2-point conversion or whatever it might be, you'll say, well, analytics, it's the crutch. So no, you use all this information, you take and glean what you think is valid for you, and then you hopefully will make a good informed decision based off of it. But if there's anybody out there that's saying, oh, I should play my guys 4 quarters because that means there's a 22% chance less likely of guys getting majorly injured, they're idiots. And not many people in the NFL, while they're not as smart as we all think they are, you don't have that many idiots either.
You're exactly right. It provides cover. And I am so, so sorry that I interrupted you to tell you how smart you are. I won't make that mistake again. I also would say don't make the mistake of not calling right now. Jesse, we're going to give more spots away. Am I reading this correctly?
So we have 5 today and 6 tomorrow to give away for our fantasy football draft.
Holy smokes!
We got to fill up in a 12-person league. I'm one of them, or we are one of them, which I think you've delegated me.
You.
No, well, I mean, it's definitely you.
We did take second place last year. Pretty good. So.
We did, yes. We did a great job.
We are going to run it back this year.
That's the first loser. You better win this year. You know what? If you don't win this year, you're taking a cat to the county fair in Dodge County next year. You have to show
fair.
A cat.
It's a nice little fair. Wait a minute.
Does that sound fair?
Is this the same draft in which you took Davante Adams first at my behest?
Yes.
And you still finished second?
Yes, that is that league. He had a decent season.
Yeah, Devontae's good.
Yeah. A lot of garbage time stats for Davante last year. It's not about how good the team is.
No, exactly.
Stats.
Yeah, well, it is all about how good your team is when it comes to fantasy football, and this is your chance. On Wednesday, August 20th, the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft returns and takes over the Pottawatomie Sportsbook for an exclusive draft night event. Jesse, which callers would you like?
Let's do... We did the quarterbacks last time. Well, let's just do 8 and 16 this time. 8 and 16.
8 and 16.
I was trying to think of player numbers, and I
realized I didn't want to be here taking.
I'm sorry. Are you interrupting to question the quality of that segment there?
Yes.
Was that IPT?
He had dead air, and he's sitting there like, we weren't asking him to split an atom. We were literally asking him to give 2 numbers, and nobody cares what the numbers are. So, yes, I don't have a problem interrupting him there. But it's 25 minutes later, and he's like, I don't know. Hold on. That sounds good. I should shut up.
Caller 8 and caller 16. Caller 8 and caller 16. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. For your chance to join the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy League and go head-to-head with other fans and the team that Jesse drafts for us to have fun all season long in pursuit of a championship. The experience includes free food, great prizes, and the full VIP experience interacting with all of your favorite ESPN Wisconsin hosts and me. All for fans 21 and up. Again, 8 and 16 to 844-770-3776. Win a spot in the 2025 ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League with the draft exclusively in person on Wednesday, August 20th at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. All lucky winners have 48 hours to claim their spot for this exclusive event. We'll take caller 8 and 16 and be back with more next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
Josh rolls on from Badgers practice, sitting nowhere near the speaker, even if it sounds like he is. Tausch, we talked with Bulaga about Romeo Doubs, and I did. I gushed about him. He's looked really good, and more important than whether I think he's looked really good is that Jordan Love thinks he's looked really good. Had a big touchdown earlier in the week, had a big touchdown late last week, catches everything thrown his direction, had a good family night. And so it was interesting that yesterday the quarterback decided to give a very, very, very glowing review of the wide receiver that he works out with in the offseason and is the most experienced in terms of in the Packers system of any of the wide receivers in terms of game snaps under Matt LaFleur. Here is what Jordan Love had to say about Romeo Doubs.
I think Romeo's been one of those guys who's always been pretty consistent with, you know, how he plays, how he's able to attack the ball and make those contested catches. But I think coming to this camp, I think he's had the right mindset. You know, he attacked the offseason the right way. You know, we put a lot of work in California, and, you know, I just love where he's at mentally right now. And like I said, I mean, he's playing pretty lights out right now and making a lot of good plays when the ball's in the air, which is one of those things that, you know, is expected from Rome. And he's done that so many times. But I think just the headspace he's at, you know, attacking every day and trying to find ways to get better, even when we're not on the same page sometimes and the play might be incomplete. You know, we're talking after and trying to figure out, you know, how we might do things differently. So I love where he's at right now.
I love where he's at right now. Tausch, what does that tell you when you hear him, when you hear the quarterback talking about a player to that degree?
You have to be excited. And I think for, you know, Romeo, how last season played out, Brian said it. I tend to agree with Brian. I don't know how Goody and all the personnel people feel, but there is a – he's got a long way to go to regain that trust. And, you know – I think you can, you know, re-earn some stuff, but people don't forget. And that is going to be something he is – it's going to be a big hill for him to climb. But he brought the pickaxe out. He put on the cleats, and he said, I'm going to get back and climb. And the mountain got higher for him. He's got to reach higher altitudes and peaks than other players because he took a bigger fall than everybody else. So now – I think get back to work. It sounds like he's been climbing, he's been chipping, he's been picking, and he's working, and he's had a great camp. Everybody's gushing about him. And, you know, I think his saving grace might be he's got this relationship with Jordan Love. Jordan obviously trusts and appreciates what he brings to the table. And for everything we can sit here and talk about and say, there are plenty of players that have done a lot worse stuff than what Romeo did and have gotten second and third contracts because they are ballers. And I don't have my little thing in front of me that my dad used to always say, but talent outs. Talent will outdo a lot of things. It can outrun a history. It can outrun some things that maybe otherwise you wouldn't. And if he can go out and have a monster season, he has to have a monster season. And you see all of that chemistry with Jordan, all of a sudden that changes the entire equation as far as whether or not Russ and Goody and everybody feels like they want to bring him back, because production is what the NFL lives on, and it ain't about the past, it's about what the future holds. And if he puts together a big boy season, it's going to put the Green Bay Packers, even though maybe in their heart of hearts they don't want to, it will put them in a really tough spot to force them to do something maybe that they didn't want to do, you know, at the start of this season.
What does it mean, though, for Jordan? Like, we talked so much about leadership and him being more vocal with the team. That also extends to being vocal publicly. What does it mean for him to deliver this level of a public vote of confidence? Because there's actually a second clip where he continues to talk about Romeo Doubs. Like, it was clearly something he wanted out there. What does that do for him to be that way? Like, that they obviously have a close relationship. He mentioned they work out together in California during the offseason. They've done that for quite a while. What is that important? It is important, but how important is it that he does this publicly and not just privately?
I don't think there's any question. It tells you that Jordan believes in him. They're friends. And, you know, you anytime you can help out a really good friend, you're going to do it. And especially when it's earned and validated. He wasn't doing that last year when Romeo left and missed the game. I think he just wanted to give him some grace. He also didn't bury him. Because the easy thing there is to bury him. From the outside, we buried him. A lot of people did. But a good friend and a good leader, you give an opportunity to regain that trust, and your rope is going to be a lot shorter of what how long that opportunity can be. But to say that it's not a big deal, I think you're understating it. I think it is a big deal because you can say a lot of stuff and you can be very complimentary and say he's had a really good camp, he's worked hard, he's done this, and then you can go another level. And then you can go two clips, and you can go three clips. And I think as you kind of let this thing unwind, there is no doubt you're not only sending a message to Romeo saying, great job, keep it up, and to the fans, you're also sending a message to Brian Gutekunst into the front office.
Right. Yep. Undeniably. All right. I want to get to what's going on at Badgers practice because, as Jesse and Evan Cohen like to call him, Better Tausch. There was some discussion with Joe Thomas about where the Badger football program is. We'll do come after Tausch tells us about Coors Light.
Yeah, and it's hot out here in Platteville today. I'm heading to Pizza Hut, and with those great retro prices, you never know whether you're tailgating pregame out at Red Rocks, on a family trip, at a Brewer game. There's nothing better than cracking open a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light. Brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and cold package. It's actually made to chill. Make sure Coors Light, for me, it's to chill. Make sure that mountains are blue, especially as it heats up this weekend. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Are they still live, or are we almost? Are we starting to wrap things up over?
Yeah, we're getting close to wrapping up. But there's move the ball, and right now a field goal opportunity. I think in a red zone situation. So always want to score six, not three.
Yeah, always want to end a possession with a kick. Whether it's an extra point, a field goal, or a punt, that means you didn't turn the ball over. I want you to hear. Not Jesse and Evan calling Joe Thomas Better Tausch, because that's hurtful, and I would have never done that personally.
I did not.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
Jesse,
I put it on the show sheet this morning, but I didn't think you would look at it.
You brought it up multiple times.
So you nailed it. Yeah. Smart move. I did not.
So Joe Thomas, who is just a great version of himself, and that's all, talked about the state of Wisconsin football when he was in as our cousin's sub of the day, when they weren't eating meat together, him and Jesse. Here is what Joe Thomas had to say.
If you look back throughout history, going back to when Barry got here, it seems like our best teams are the teams that don't have a high ranking going into the season, don't have really high expectations, because the Badger football program has always been built on the backs of walk-ons, Wisconsin natives, guys that are hardworking, they're tough, they're resilient, they're willing to do the things that the other teams and people are not able to do, and they always come together as a team because they're unselfish. And I see this team in a very same perspective, in the very same place as we were in 2006, because you are coming off of a tough year. You are coming off of high expectations when they brought Fickell in here, right? People forget very quickly in sports, which is good and bad, but they forget that, like, he was the top name as a head coaching candidate potentially for a while there, and everybody thought maybe he was going to take over Ohio State, and, you know, Chris McIntosh goes in there and they have this great relationship right off the bat from their time playing in the Big Ten, and we get Fickell and everybody's all excited about what he's going to bring and how he's going to be able to recruit more top flight talent, and I think the expectations are not there anymore, and the team is feeling like, hey, we still feel like we can be somebody, we can do this. And I think that's a really good position for Wisconsin football because it fits the culture here, who we are as Wisconsin people, always pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. Nobody's given us a chance, but we've always found a way. And I think the makeup of the team feels a lot more like those teams with guys that just want to work. They just want to play together. They just want to grind, and they feel like there's a belief in their coaching staff and each other.
Tausch, what do you think of what Joe Thomas, and only Joe Thomas, not in comparison to anyone else, had to say there?
I mean, I think in an ideal world, everything Joe is saying there is accurate. But, you know, unfortunately, I think the bigger picture, college football is no longer 2006. Like, it's the idea of, you know, let's just take me, for instance, a walk on 140 out of 142, and I wouldn't be recruited here. I wouldn't be here. And to say, yes, you're going to let a guy grow and develop, there ain't no time. You don't have time for all that. There are going to be guys here that get better. And, you know, I look at Akari Kodenko, who is, you know, taking reps at center and guard, somebody that has been here a long time. If the system was then what it was now, would he be here? I don't know. But the concept of what Joe is saying is awesome. I think it's great. The thing that can happen is there's no doubt they're being slept on. 12th, you know, projected 12th. Nobody's saying anything positive. I saw Joel Klatt say that it's one of the teams that's headed for the biggest downfall. So nobody is believing in what is going on, you know, from the outside. And that doesn't matter. It is what is the guys that are here in Platteville and the fans here. That's what it's going to come down to. But do I think that this system fits more of what we're about? Absolutely. Do I think this group can come together and surprise a lot of people? 100%. Those are all things. And is there something about that underdog mentality and, you know, having guys build off of that? I think that's always the case at Wisconsin. Even when we were humming, and whether it's basketball or football, I always felt like nationally we were being slighted. I mean, shoot, when we went to the Rose Bowl, I can't remember, Craig James said we're the worst Rose Bowl team in the history of Rose Bowls. And, you know, Alvy slapped that bad boy on a T-shirt, said, yeah, let them believe that. You know, Frankie and those guys, the basketball team, had to make them believe. We had to, like, let them believe that because we know better. We know we're going to punch you in the mouth. We're going to smack you in the face. And we're going to bludgeon you to death. And that's what we did. And I think the goal for this group and for what Wisconsin is always going to be is we do need, and the part I really agree with Joe on is, you know, we do need to be tougher and we need to be more mentally, you know, and sharper. And we have to be willing to do things that you have to have kids here that are going to do things that at other programs, those 4- and 5-star kids, and this is not a shot at them, it's just the reality. When you have people telling you year after year how great you are and recruiting you and bringing you, it's kind of nice when somebody's like, they doubt you and you get there, you feel that much more empowered to say, I'm going to shove it up your you-know-what. And that attitude, and I think from a chemistry standpoint and building that around a goal of being sick and tired of losing, I think everybody can get on board with that, no doubt about it.
Tausch, we can also get on board with Jones Dairy Farm, can't we?
One of my favorite days of the year so far. We've done a bunch of different remotes. We've been to different places. And a hidden gem, Jones Dairy Farm, owned and operated for not four, not five, not six, but seven generations in Fort Atkinson since 1889. Best known
Get
for
out
their
of here.
All, yeah, I know. I was surprised too. Best known for their all natural sausage made from the original family recipe. Simple, clean, available in pork, chicken, and turkey. The sausage is made with fresh meat only, no fillers, nitrates, MSG, or gluten. Jones also makes naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, dry-aged bacon, Braunschweiger, and fully cooked meatballs. I'm telling you, our experience down there couldn't have been better. We wolfed down bacon. We had ham. We had every meat you could get, and all of it fresh, homegrown. And I love homegrown companies in the state of Wisconsin, and Jones Dairy is one of the longest established in our great state's history. We love Jones Dairy. Can't wait. We got some fun videos that Eleanor and I and Max and I, we're going to showcase some fun stuff in using Jones Dairy product. Can't wait for you to see that coming to you soon.
Also coming to you soon, the 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, which will start in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.